Welcome to the Building Sustainably podcast, where we explore building high-performance, sustainable homes. Join us each episode to hear from top industry experts on green construction practices and innovative home designs with the core purpose of positively impacting people's lives. Here's your host, Tim O'Brien.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Building Sustainably with Tim O'Brien Homes. I am, of course, your host, Tim O'Brien, and on today's episode, we're going to discuss the Zero Energy Ready Home program that's offered through the Department of Energy. So whether you're looking to build a high-performance home today, next week, next year, or just looking to learn more about the future of energy-efficient building programs, this episode will leave you with a greater level of understanding as to where the home building industry is headed. Our guest today is Sam Bowles. Sam is a research and marketing analyst for Newport Partners and Newport Ventures. They are the technical contractor that represents the Zero Energy Ready Home program alongside the Department of Energy. Sam has been involved with the Newport Group since 2006 and specializes in developing industry communications and market research to create awareness and shape perceptions on how the building technologies, products, and designs are advancing. Sam has also performed energy audits on new and existing homes as a home energy rater for the HERS program. He's currently assisting innovative home builders in the U.S. with social media marketing tools and strategies to help increase market share of these high-performance builders in their respective markets. Hello, Sam, and welcome to the Building Sustainably podcast.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here. Excited to spend a little time around the holidays with one of our great partners. So, looking forward to the conversation.
Well, we appreciate your time, Sam. So could you give us a little background on how the Zero Energy Ready Home program was developed within the U.S. Department of Energy?
Yeah, so going back to the start of the program, it was originally called the Builders Challenge Program. For some of you out there who may be somewhat familiar with that. And it was really started as a way to provide or bring into market some proven innovations that are coming out of the Department of Energy's Building America program, which is the country's largest research and development program focused on the efficiency and performance of homes in the United States. So our program, now the Zero Energy Ready Home program, is a way to help recognize and distinguish builders that are pushing the envelope and delivering this level of innovation in new homes. Going back to the early days of the program, it started as Challenge Home, then switched over to Zero Energy Ready Home. Part of that was conversations with partners, trying to change the brand and the brand awareness a little bit. And kind of equally important, we aligned the program in kind of a stair-step fashion with other high-performance home programs. So we have Energy Star, and we'll get into more of this a little bit later, but we use Energy Star and we use Indoor Air Plus as kind of prerequisites and stepping stones to get to our program. So when we switch from that Challenge Home over to Zero Energy Ready Home program, we kind of also introduce that stair-step method, which has really been extremely beneficial for our program and getting our builders on board.
So embedded, and I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but embedded in the Zero Energy Ready Home program is compliance with Energy Star and compliance with Indoor Air Plus program. And another couple other components. So really, the Zero Energy Ready Home program is an overall arching program that brings in proven performance metrics that we've had already existing and that continue to develop. So then when we look at this program from really, I guess, two-part question here, Sam, from a consumer standpoint as well as a builder standpoint, what is the overall goal of the program?
So I'll go at it from the consumer standpoint at first. I would say our goal is to essentially provide more American home buyers with the home that we feel that they deserve. a home that is not only energy efficient, but is also healthy. It's also durable. It's resilient. It's comfortable, and really provides a superior homeowner experience to the consumer. We feel that that is what really gives our program a leg up on some other programs, in that we kind of, like we just talked about, we bring in Energy Star, we bring in Indoor Air Plus, and we have some other program specifications that we include, really to kind of maximize that experience for the homeowner and, you know, give them a house that they are comfortable in every room. They aren't, you know, paying a ridiculous amount of utility bills. In fact, you know, for most are paying little to none. Some houses even getting some money back when they have solar. So for a consumer, it's really about kind of giving them a better house and a better living experience in that house. As far as builders go, I would say it's kind of the same. You know, we want to provide American home buyers with better homes, but we have, you know, leaders like yourself and some other builders around the country who are really kind of taking a hold of this and not only building these efficient and healthy homes, but building homes that are forward thinking and looking to the future. You know, a lot of homes, even if they're constructed on the 2015 energy code, you're still looking at now in 2020 a 5-year-old model. And our program is based off of the most up-to-date code, plus Energy Star, plus Indoor Air Plus, plus other program certifications. And it's really, you know, it's something that's going to meet and exceed codes that are coming in the future. So you're building to a level that is far beyond what a minimum code home is going to be. And is going to, you know, stand the test of time, as opposed to being quote unquote new, but also 5 years old.
You mentioned that you referenced 2015 as an older code. Right now in the state of Wisconsin, we're still under the 2009 energy code. I mean, the gap is even greater in our state for what a code-built home is versus the zero energy ready home.
Yeah, and that's true all over the country. I mean, you know, I could say maybe 2015 is one of the more popular codes that's out there, but there's states that are on 2009, there's states that are on 2006, there's, you know, local jurisdictions that are different. So, you know, it really varies all over the place, but, taking the specifications that we have, and it ensures that you're getting a home that's ready for the future.
Yeah, great. So how about builders? You know, what are some of the overall goals for, you know, the program from a builder standpoint?
For builders, you know, we really want to kind of provide a way for them to distinguish themselves from the competition. You know, we have, like we said before, we've got leaders like yourself who are taking home building to the next level, providing better homes for consumers. And we want to recognize that and promote those builders and help them in any way getting that message out. So our program, our label, we've got things like Housing Innovation Awards. All of those things are designed to provide recognition to these leading builders like yourself, and as a way to distinguish yourselves. You know, you are building to a higher standard, and we want to help let people know about that. We want to help let people know that there is a difference between a zero energy ready home and a code built home. And the builders that are taking this initiative should be celebrated.
Yeah, you think about it as, you know, we're finishing up here the 2020 and we're rolling into 2021 here in the next week or so. And when we look at the homes that we build, especially in the state of Wisconsin right now, we're building to the 2009 code. We're building to 11-year-old code. And we're essentially future-proofing these homes. We're getting them set up to be 10 years out. The homes that are built today are going to be the homes 10 years from now that are on this code, and they're already ahead. And I think that's the biggest thing for our consumers and for builders to understand is you're essentially future-proofing by building way ahead of what the code is. So again, 10, whether it's 10 years or 15 years from now, your home meets code at that time versus the homes that are being built new at that time. You already have an advantage. You've had 10 years, 15 years of advanced code energy efficiency in your home. I think that's something that is a really what I like about the program is we're way ahead of where we're going to be 10 to 15 years from now. So I know that the Zero Energy Ready Home program is partnered with other kind of like-minded organizations. For example, EBA, the Energy and Environmental Building Alliance, which I'm a part of, you're a part of as well. You know, what are some of the benefits of partnering with a nonprofit like that that you know, really kind of gathers high-performance builders together?
Yeah, I think we've seen a ton of benefit for our program partnering specifically with EBA, you mentioned, who recently partnered with Team Zero. And, you know, a lot of that is just is exposure to the program. We've been able to partner with EBA for the past, as long as I can remember. I think going back to 2014, on the Housing Innovation Awards program. So we've always run that at the EBA conference since then. And it's become a pretty big part of that conference. We also run kind of an educational track while we're there. So we've developed a really good relationship with EBA. And to have all of our, you know, this year was obviously a little bit different with virtual, but everything was different this year. But to have all of our builder partners, our leading builder partners who are truly making a difference, building zero energy ready homes at a conference all together in the same room, being able to have conversations with each other, learn from each other, and then spread that to everybody else that comes to that conference. Whether they know it or not, I do believe that our zero energy ready builders are kind of, I want to say role models, but looked up to a little bit while they're at a conference like that. And people want to, people want to be around the best and people that are building the best homes and being able to partner with EBA and be such a big part of that conference has really allowed us to gain tons of exposure to builders, to raters, to product manufacturers that all want to ultimately become a part of the Zero Energy Ready Home program. And then not only the conference, it's a lot of resources and communications, right? So the more places that we can get our name out there, the better. The more newsletters, the more social media channels that we can get Zero Energy Ready Home logos and brands out to the public is only going to benefit us. EBA's done a great job with their more recent kind of educational webinar series, and we've been a part of that. So, you know, we're not limited to just educational sessions at a physical conference. We can do them virtually. We can do them year round. We can have attention drawn to them on a constant basis. So it's really been very, very beneficial. I think mostly just in raising awareness and getting exposure and and getting more people interested and on board with the program.
Yeah, I really love the EBA conference and appreciate the contribution that you guys bring to it as well. But being able to meet with builders from all over the country and to learn from some of the things that they've tried and it didn't work, other things that tried and worked really well, to be able to share that information, learn from them, and then be able to bring that back to our little small market here in Wisconsin has really helped us kind of grow in this innovative high-performance home building space quickly. And the other part of it is the education, like you mentioned. EBA, again, the Energy and Environmental Building Alliance, offers great programs, and we just had all of our construction managers, Sam, just take the HERS Associated course. So now they have a greater level of understanding of the thermodynamics, if you will, without having an engineering degree, but the thermodynamics of what happens in a home and how to make sure that when we're building that home, we're working with our trade partners to make sure they understand the home isn't operating as a system. And for us to be able to communicate that to our customers in a layman's terms, so they understand kind of the value and the benefit they're getting. But as we get together in these groups, I know, you know, there's varying levels of adoption across the country. Are there certain areas or geographic market areas that you see a greater level of adoption of the Zero Energy Program in our country? And, you know, why do you think there's a greater level of interest there versus other parts?
Yeah, we do, certainly. I think one of the great thing is we've seen a lot of growth in recent years. So it's started to spread out. We've seen, you know, different states pop up with their first Zero Energy Ready homes and that sort of thing. And that's always cool to see. But absolutely, there's, you know, certain hotspots for us. I think Colorado certainly comes to mind. Phoenix, Arizona market certainly comes to mind. Florida has been big in certain areas. So, you know, a lot of this is ultimately, I'll take Colorado and the Phoenix markets in particular, is driven by, one local builder really hopping on board and kind of raising the bar for everybody.
Yeah. So Robbie, you've got Thrive Home Builders.
Exactly.
Myers and his team, dynamic group, very forward thinking. And then down in Arizona, in Phoenix, we've got, who's the group?
Mandalay.
Down? Mandalay Homes.
Mandalay Homes. Yeah.
Great.
So both of those, you know, obviously are big partners who are certifying lots and lots of homes. But they're not only just, you know, certifying homes and making a difference in the homes that they build, but we've, you know, grown to now have three or four different partners in the Denver, Colorado area. We've got three or four different partners now in the Phoenix market, because ultimately other competitors are going to have to step up their game. Builders like Thrive and like Mandalay have figured out how to build zero energy ready homes essentially at the same cost of building a code built home. So now you're providing a much better home, a much more comfortable home, much more efficient home. You can tout all these benefits. You have a third party certification from, you know, the U.S. Department of Energy, that you can slap a label on every one of those homes that, you know, a code built home can't do. And builders that are trying to compete with that are going to struggle a little bit. So, it raises everybody's game a little bit.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that, to your point, builders that have been in it for a while, figure out the right combination of ingredients to meet that high level of certification with a fractional incremental cost of when they started, right? And the goal is it's really a value-based program. It's definitely not the dollar per square foot home. It's a value-based program that should return back to you the economics of just being an energy efficient home. So reduced utility cost on your home on a monthly basis, which should return to you in a very short period of time, but also the intangibles of just comfort, right? comfort, peace of mind, things like that, durability, resilience, like you mentioned before. What do you feel, though, are the barriers that the program comes up against?
The first thing that always comes to mind is perceived first cost. You know, just kind of what we talked about. The builders that have been doing it for a long time have figured out ways to, you know, do it at a very low incremental cost. But there is certainly a perception that this is going to cost me too much. And how am I going to sell it? You know, there's always a problem of it's kind of an issue across the high performance home market. How do we sell these homes, right? How do we get the message across to consumers that these truly are better homes, and you know, why you might need to pay a little bit more on the sticker price, but you will get that back in return, like we just talked about. But you know, there's certainly other things too. We talked about you know, different states and jurisdictions around the country being on different code levels. So, you know, for some people, there's a huge leap, right? If people are building to 2006 code minimum, and now you're saying, hey, we need to go to zero energy ready, that's an enormous leap. But, you know, in other markets, there's big incentives for Energy Star certifications. So there might be a lot of builders who are already building to Energy Star, and that leap is going to be a lot smaller. So I think that certainly plays into it quite a bit. And then, you know, I think that there's certainly a demographics aspect to it as well. You know, there's certain areas of the country, California, Colorado, that, you know, probably are more invested in sustainability. You have more people that are more interested in that sort of thing. So I think, you know, that just kind of the demographics of the consumer market also plays into it a little bit.
And you mentioned, yeah, the good point is it depends on where you start, what that cost level is, right? So if you're operating in a market that is using the 2015 energy code, that additional cost is not as great as if you're starting at 2006. But the other part of it is really, and kind of what you hit on, it's the total cost of home ownership. It don't focus so much on that initial cost, because there's savings on the other side. When you get into maintaining your home and the utility cost, yes, you may pay a little bit more upfront, but in the long term, whether it's 3 to 5 years, that total cost of home ownership will be lower than it would be if you bought just a code-built home. So the program, you talked about this already, has seen some great growth over the last few years. What are some of the numbers that you're really proud of, Sam? Because you guys have done a great job promoting this. And then what has contributed to the growth of the program?
Yeah, absolutely have seen tremendous growth in the past couple of years. I think kind of, you know, like any program starting up, basically from scratch, it's going to take a little bit to kind of catch on and start to build. But I think in the past five or six years, we've nearly doubled certification totals every year. So, you know, one right on top of the other has really kind of sent us on this great projection going forward. I think, you know, another cool stat is last year, in every quarter of last year, we did more homes than any of the previous years combined. So that's a cool thing. This year in 2020, we're having a record year in terms of certifications, even with everything going on with all the COVID protocols and all that stuff. We had in the first month of this year, in January 2020, we had almost half of the whole total that we had in 2019. So, you know, that was a great start for us for the year. And then another really cool thing, and we just kind of touched on them a little bit, but I think it took probably 4 or 5 years for us as a program to reach kind of the around the 1,000 home mark. And this year we had two builders who have passed the 1,000 home mark. So just shows, you know, how much this has caught on, and how much, you know, having you asked about what's contributed to it. I think we talked about, you know, having leaders in local markets. I think consumer awareness has certainly led to it. Just people are more informed these days. They're more aware. They understand that, you know, they can have certain devices in their houses. I'll take a Nest thermostat, for example. You know, that not only can set your temperature, but it tells you about your energy use. So people understand more about what they're using in their homes in terms of energy consumption, and, you know, how they might be able to lower that. There's technology out there. There's a lot of conversation out there on energy efficient products and housing and that sort of thing. And people, the more they hear about it, the more they are interested in, well, how can I leverage these new technologies? How can I get involved? Or how can I get a zero energy ready house or a high performance home? So, you know, I certainly think that that consumer awareness of not necessarily just our program, but energy efficiency as a whole and better housing as a whole has certainly helped. And then, you know, the codes going forward, becoming more stringent as they go has certainly helped. States that are adopting to 2015, 2018, you know, it makes the delta between that and our program a lot smaller. So it's a smaller leap for some people. And, you know, as we discussed, maybe some builders are looking for some way to distinguish themselves in their market. So all of those things really together, I think, have contributed a lot. And the last thing I'll mention is we've really been working hard over the past several years on getting included in various programs, you know, state energy efficiency programs, state qualified allocation plans, utility programs to have more incentives for building to zero energy ready homes. So in certain markets, that has definitely played a big factor in us being able to grow.
So we talked about Energy Star and the EPA Indoor Air Plus. What other programs are out there that are related kind of to the Zero Energy Ready Home program?
Yeah, those are certainly the two big ones. We are also, if you wanted to include LEED as well, we're kind of, that's the next level on the stepping stone, right? So that's another one. You know, we have some mention in NGBS, National Green Building Standard. There's mention of our program to qualify for certain points levels in terms of energy efficiency. So, you know, I think what is really beneficial, and I think, you know, our program deserves some credit on kind of starting the ball on this, and I will give all the credit in the world to Sam Rashkin, because he is constantly pounding different programs and trying to get, you know, some cohesiveness between everything, and in that we don't need a ton of programs that are kind of all over the place. You know, it benefits everybody to have some sort of streamlined process and some cohesiveness and some inclusion across the board. So I think that's a really, really unique thing about our program, and something that I think our program has started to take the lead on, and other programs are starting to understand the benefits that brings.
The benefits of working together.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Sam, one thing we're noticing during this pandemic has been an increased awareness about the importance of health in the home, specifically indoor air quality. And these are things that are directly addressed in your program. Can you talk a little bit more about where the focus is on health in the home going forward?
Yeah, that's been a big one, certainly recently. But, you know, even before the pandemic, I think you started to see a lot more focus on healthy homes. We've got, endless amount of testimonials from builders, homeowners that have talked about, my kid has asthma. We moved into a zero energy ready home. Inhaler's gone. Medications are way down. So that's all way before this pandemic ever came about. And I think you really started to see a shift in the thinking of let's kind of market and differentiate ourselves, not so much based on the energy efficiency, because, that's certainly a big aspect of it, but, there's other ways to get efficient housing and, lower your utility bills and things like that. But the health aspect of things has become enormous. People, like we talked about, people have, different indoor air quality sensors in their houses. So again, people are more aware of what they are breathing in their homes. And we've seen from our partners for a long time being the last couple of years, a real new focus on marketing the health benefits of homes, showing, there's a big difference in the construction of the home, the materials that are used in the home, the filtration systems, the ventilation systems, that are all designed to provide a home buyer with the healthiest indoor air environment that we can provide them.
Yeah. So when we look, we haven't really touched on the importance of having certified raters that really back up these programs. What resource does the program have for raters that are looking, at this particular aspect of new construction and the importance of really having that third party?
Yeah, so raters are obviously a big part of our program. We have a lot of resources on our website that people can go to and look at for free. We've got, various checklists on there. We've got webinars that are, designed to talk about, specific construction specifications, different things that raters should be kind of looking out for when they're going into a zero energy ready home, different ways that raters can kind of better understand the program and maybe also help out builders in terms of, finding ways to lower HERS scores or finding different solutions to meet certain program requirements. So we have a lot of educational resources that are available both for builders and for raters. I think one of the really unique things about our program that we do as well, and we do this for builders, as you know, but every year we host a Rater Roundtable meeting, and we have all of our leading raters from across the country come together in one room, and we talk about the program. We talk about maybe some of the challenges that raters have faced in the field when certifying programs. And then we talk about different things that we can do to help support them. And, we've been pretty active on, trying to really leverage the rating industry in kind of buying into the zero energy ready home movement and helping to support them in any way that we can. and, you know, helping them to in turn support builders and expand their profile.
So there is, like you mentioned, Sam, there's a lot of great resources and information for buyers and builders on the energy.gov Zero Energy website. Anybody can Google Zero Energy Ready Home. You'll find that information. But we also know as a high performance home builder, Sam, that innovations and products that we put into the home, you know, first of all, must work together as a system. I think sometimes that's lost in our industry is we look at it as pieces and parts and we don't focus on how they all operate together as a system. Because when you change just one of those pieces in the home, it affects the performance of the rest of the home. So on top of that, of course, as we have been discussing, it needs to make economic sense, right? We need to be able to demonstrate that value to the consumer. So how does the Zero Energy Ready Home program requirements help address looking at the home as a system so we don't get lost in like what our manufacturer supplier today is trying to sell us, you know, as a home builder? How do we make sure that we keep that together as a system? And how does the Zero Energy Ready Home program address that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think, you know, to start, we take kind of a comprehensive whole building look at the house when we develop the scope, right?
So really use science to do that.
Right. And we're looking at we're starting at that level and building from there, right? So we, like we talked about earlier, we start with the energy efficiency that you get with Energy Star for Home Spec. We add in the health aspect with the Indoor Air Plus specifications. And then we add in the new technologies with proven innovations from the Building America Research Development Program. So all three of those things allow us to not just focus on energy efficiency. We're also looking at, okay, yes, we can save energy, but how can we save energy and also provide a healthy home and also start to include some of these new technologies and innovations that will kind of support and help those other two things, right? So they'll help the healthful environment. They'll help the energy efficiency. They'll make the house more durable. They'll make the house more resilient. You won't have to go in and constantly be, you know, fixing things or worried about mold or you know, water damage or anything like that. So, you know, kind of backing up a little bit, you know, if you just follow the energy code to a T and you're not really thinking about those things that could go wrong, or you're not thinking about the house as a system, it brings up some risk. And our program specs are designed to help builders create homes that we like to say, quote unquote, live better. We talked about that superior homeowner experience. So an example of that would be, you know, whole house ventilation systems or what we like to call fresh air systems, right? So using terminology that's a little bit more consumer friendly. But as we, you know, we provide the controlled introduction of fresh air that's needed in homes. And those homes are also well sealed against air infiltration from the outdoors. So we're constantly providing good quality fresh air and we're keeping out everything, you know, pollutants from the outdoors that might be able to get in. At the same time, the homes use low emission materials for things like paints and cabinets that reduces contaminant levels. Homes have a robust thermal envelope, which reduces heating and cooling loads to improve comfort. And that goes hand in hand with kind of HVAC system design and what you're specifying for your HVAC. So, you know, the more you think about the house as a system, and this kind of goes into the point on, you know, you can't just be pumping money and money and money into it to make it better and better. That's not how it's intended to be. It's intended to be designed well from the start so that there are other things that you can save money on. You can have a lower load HVAC system. You probably don't need to run your system as much as a homeowner because their house is well air sealed and well insulated. So, you know, little things like that, I think, are kind of go to that point. And then the other thing that I'll say about that, and I just kind of wanted to, it's a little bit of a segue, but, you know, in terms of, you know, constantly, like you said, you know, it can't be overly expensive, right? It can't just be, we got to pump money, buy the best. We have builders in our program that span from super high-end custom builders to Habitat for Humanity builders and everywhere in between. So we've, our program has really proven that you can build to this level at any spot on that range. We've got Habitat, we've got over 20 Habitat chapters that are Zero Energy Ready partners. We've got over 100 Habitat homes that are certified Zero Energy Ready. We expect that to grow as we kind of continue this partnership with them. I think we have a Habitat builder in Florida who actually is our leading certified home builder in Florida, which is pretty cool. So, you know, we've proven that with this program, you can find a way to do it on a whole bunch of different levels.
Yeah, that's great. Sam, the one last question I have for you is, what's the future for Zero Energy Ready Home? Where's it going?
So that's a good question. It's a little bit of a loaded one, we are working now on version 2, and I think without, you know, it's obviously still a work in progress. But you know, I think what people might want to look out for is how we can continue to stay in the realm where we're providing a good, solid, efficient, healthy, durable home, like we've talked about all along, right? And then with that as a basis, how can we keep pushing the envelope, right? So how can we maybe go from, maybe it's Zero Energy Ready, and then there's another level that's Zero Energy, right? So you have the ready part, which means we don't have to put PV on things, but it's ready to put that PV on things, right? And then next level is now it is Zero Energy because there is PV on there, right? And then maybe the next level from there is Zero Carbon. So trying to kind of stick with that solid foundation that we have that has proven so well over time and has really started to take off. And then, you know, start to add on little things like maybe resilience, looking at adding some resilience strategies. You know, I'm sure in the future there'll be some look at how we integrate smart home technology and that sort of thing as that continues to expand, you know, certainly further than, you know, a Nest thermostat or, you know, stuff. Lighting controls, but how the whole house starts to talk together and maybe talks with your electric car and you've got storage. And there's so much out there that we can continue to build on the program. But I think the most important thing for us is to stick to our foundation. It's always been a constantly updated and changing specification to where, you know, as new technologies come out, we, you know, are able to adapt and we're able to kind of move some things into our spec that seem to be market ready. And we always get feedback from our builders on that to whether, is this really market ready? Are we ready to kind of move to the next step? here on different things. So, you know, there's a lot out there, and I think I think the future is very bright for our program, and I think you'll see in the near future, I think you'll see some sort of maybe even a stair-step method within the program to where you can go from a ready home to all the way to a net zero carbon home, and you'll kind of all be under the same umbrella.
Yeah. Sam, I really love these forward-thinking episodes that we have and guests like you on the show to kind of give us a really good feel for what we're looking at in the future. I'm excited to be a participant in the Zero Energy Ready Home, and Sam Rashkin has definitely been the leader in developing the program, and we continue to appreciate our relationship with you guys. Thank you, Sam, so much for your time today and the information on the Zero Energy Ready Home program. And for our listeners, you know, you can type into your search bar Zero Energy Ready Homes, and it'll take you pretty much right to the energy.gov website where you can learn more about the program. Sam, thank you so much for your time today, and we wish you all the best in your continued journey with high performance home building.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Building Sustainably podcast. For additional information, resources, and inspiration on how to build your new high performance home, head over to timobryanhomes.com. Building for the way you live.